Magandang gabi, sinyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some local Filipino American National News and some news from the sports world as well. In terms of some committee announcements, they're on the horizon here in Minnesota. The first of which will be taking place over the course of 2 days, and that is from June 5th through June 6th. The Minnesota Filipino Seniors Association will be having a garage sale at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. That's located at 1380 Frost Avenue. On Friday, it will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The following day, also at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, is the Carinderia, where you will find Filipino foods prepared and served by local Filipino American vendors. And that's from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. And for more information in regards to that event, you can contact a former co-host of the Filipino American National News, Lita, at 612-209-7032. From June 11th through the 13th, Filipino-American comedian J.R. De Guzman will be performing at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis. And hopefully, if things go well and his schedule frees up, we'll be able to record a Zoom interview with J.R. De Guzman. We did an interview with J.R. About 4 years ago when he was performing at a comedy festival here in the Twin Cities. So hopefully if things work out in between now and July 11th through 13th, we'll be able to have J.R. De Guzman once again on the show. That same weekend, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their 21st annual Philippine Children's Camp, which will be taking place at Camp Sacagawea in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Looks like the last day of registration will be taking place tomorrow. So if you are looking to do so, get it over to their Facebook page where you'll find the Google Docs link for it or the QR code that you can scan. Or you can also contact Ligaya or Therese via email at philchildcamp@csfamn.org. That's philchildcamp@csfamn.org. And our last community announcement for the evening is on Sunday, June 28th, the 4th annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival will be taking place, and this will be taking place at a new location this year at the Riverfront Memorial Park at 2201 2nd Avenue North, Anoka, Minnesota, and this will be taking place from 12 to 5 p.m. In regards to some other local news here in Minnesota, via the social media page of Cafe Astoria in St. Paul, Minnesota, a business that was owned since, I believe, 2017 by Leia Raimundo, is now under new ownership by the owner by the name of May. She recently made this announcement a few weeks ago via her Instagram. And the previous weekend, unfortunately, for the second time in their history, Manila Sizzling Wok and Plate shut down their doors, this time in the Burnsville Mall food court. For those of you that have been loyal customers to Manila, they had originally been in a location in St. Paul off of University Avenue. And as of right now, it looks like there isn't any further plans in terms of opening a new location. I believe that they are still open to doing catering events, and hopefully we'll find out more information if there is a future once again with Manila Sizzling Wok. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song. As we mentioned, before we head over to that, as we mentioned earlier, that we are working on an interview with Filipino-American comedian J.R. De Guzman, but we were also made aware by a local Filipina, Mela Oso, of some soccer players that both play for the Minnesota United, in Anthony Markinich, and a woman who plays for the Minnesota Aurora FC, and that is a woman by the name of Sky Leach. If things work out this week, we'll be able to sit down in some capacity, more than likely via Zoom, with Sky Leach and talk about her journey. For both Sky and Anthony, and Anthony also has a twin brother as well, all three of them are all attempting to try to be part of the Philippine national team and being part of those squads. I believe for the Markinich twins, they are still in the process of getting their paperwork processed internationally to make them eligible. And I believe Sky Leach is in the players pool but has not yet been called up to play in a game for the Philippine national team. But we like to wish them, all three of them, good luck in their efforts in regards to making the national team, but in regards to their pro careers as well. But right now we're going to play a classic song from a Filipino-American pioneer in music, and that is none other than Sugar Pie DeSanto. And this is her song, Rock Me Baby. Thank you.
tell you what you can do, and you can rock me. Come on and rock me. Then you can roll me just like you wanna. Come on and roll me, baby. Ah, don't you stop this song right now. Let me tell you what you can do.
Was the legendary Sugar Pie DeSanto with Rock Me Baby. Last year, around this time, unfortunately, Sugar Pie DeSanto passed away at the age of 89. In regards to those who might be wondering, the name of Anthony Markinich's twin, his twin is named Nick Markinich. Also, we did forget one other community announcement that's taking place in the jam-packed weekend of next week, and the Phil Minnesotan Association will also be throwing an event on Saturday, June the 6th, from 3 to 7 p.m. They're throwing a bowling social at Flaherty's in Arden Hills. That is located at 1273 County Road E. For more information in regards to this particular event, you can contact Rose at 763-568-0493. And you are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We can also be heard online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, where our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can also find us via the Google app and Apple Store by searching the KFAI app. And you can find our presence on both Instagram and Facebook. And on Facebook, if we are able to record a video interview, you will find that footage on our Facebook as well. But for our first story of the evening, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced the appointment of Judge Reynaldo Reggie Aligada Jr. to serve as an Associate Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court. Judge Aligada will join the bench as the first Asian Pacific American justice in Minnesota history. I am humbled and honored to be selected as an Associate Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court, said Judge Aligada in a press release from the Office of the Governor, Tim Walz, and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. I am so grateful to the governor and his team for entrusting me with this great responsibility. I recognize the impact the court and the decisions have on the lives of Minnesotans, and I will strive to do justice and protect the rule of law. Judge Aligada currently serves as a district court judge for the 2nd Judicial District of Minnesota. He previously worked in the Office of the Federal Defender and as an associate at Robbins Kaplan, then Robbins Kaplan Miller and Searcy. He also clerked for Judge will Amina M. Wright on the Minnesota Court of Appeals and Judge Michael J. Davis on the U.S. District Court for the District of Minnesota. He's a graduate of Mitchell Hamlin School of Law and has served on the Board of Trustees since 2019. Judge Alagada has an exemplary career as a district court judge in the 2nd Judicial District, and he will bring the expertise to the Supreme Court, said Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Natalie Hudson. He has a superb legal mind and is widely recognized for his thoughtfulness, integrity, and warmth. Judge Alagada will be a tremendous asset to the court. Judge Alagada will fill the position of Associate Justice in the fall. Justice Theodora Kaitis, who currently occupies the role, has been appointed by Governor Walz to serve as the Chief Justice of the court upon the retirement of Chief Justice Hudson in September. Chief Justice Hudson, a one-time assistant dean at Hamlin University School of Law and one of Mitchell Hamlin's predecessor institutions, has served as Chief Justice since 2023. And for our second song of the evening, it is from a group, a groundbreaking group named Fanny, where you can find a documentary about this groundbreaking female band who at one point had three Filipina members in the band, two of which were sisters. And this is their track, Ain't That Peculiar, where you can also find a documentary on Fanny on your social media or social streaming platforms.
You guys are really speeding it up too much. I mean, you notice I'm trying to start it out slow. Okay. What's the matter with the guitar?
After this song, June's gonna have to stop because the cord. Well, she has to have a longer cord either for this one or the next one.
Well, I don't care if we stop.
All right, we'll stop after the song for her to change her cord.
That's fine. That's all we wanted to know.
Okay, tell us when we're rolling. June and Alice, June, everybody, just all of us lay back.
We are rolling.
You got it.
In love with you, baby, that I don't want to see.
with The Journey. And we do have time for another article for our basketball-loving Filipino fans out there. This comes from basketnews.com. Sharing the monumental feat with Jordan Clarkson, Dylan Harper is proud to represent every Pinoy on the NBA's biggest stages soon. Entering the 2026 NBA Finals means a lot to Dylan Harper, given how significant it is to his Filipino heritage. After scoring 12 points and grabbing 7 rebounds off the bench in San Antonio Spurs' Game 7 win over the OKC Thunder in the Western Conference Finals, Harper is ecstatic to soon honor his Pinoy roots and represent the Philippines in the best-of-7 championship round. I think my focus is on these next games, the next series. Obviously, it's a blessing to represent the Philippines, where I'm from, the reigning number 2 pick of last year's draft told reporters after the Spurs 111-103 Game 7 win. I think me and Jordan Clarkson are doing a great job doing that. My biggest thing is to focus on what is in front of me. The upcoming NBA Finals will be the monumental for Filipinos as it will feature 2 players from opposing teams with Pinoy roots. The son of former NBA star and 5-time champion Ron Harper, Dylan is a Filipino-American whose mother, Maria Pizarro, hails from the province of Bataan and a former Division I basketball player. On the other side is Jordan Clarkson, the New York Knicks veteran, a former Sixth Man of the Year, is also of Filipino descent through his maternal grandmother. Regardless of who wins it all, the hoop-crazed Filipinos will remain victorious either way because a player with Pinoy blood is guaranteed to win an NBA championship ring. And for Jordan Clarkson, this is his 2nd time to be in the NBA Finals, the first time as a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Unfortunately, that year, they did not win. And hopefully in the near future here on the Philippine American National News, we'll be able to work with the New York Knicks and the San Antonio Spurs in getting both Jordan Clarkson, who has appeared on the show 1 time, and Dylan Harper as guests to talk about this experience for the both of them coming up in the NBA Finals. But for right now, we're going to play our last song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Her, and the name of this song is The Journey. Stay tuned for sound effects.
All the times you thought you'd never make it through, felt just like the world just turned its back on you, didn't stop you. All the times you could have given in and given up, times you didn't know if you were strong enough, still you got through. Somehow it's all part of the plan, the journey. Times they thought that they could hold you back, but you've always known there was no chance of that. You're made too strong, and when you're going with your heart, you can go farther than you'd ever thought possible. Prove them all wrong. It's a part of a bigger plan. Journey. Yeah.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Radio without boundaries.